Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 17, Denver, Colorado Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Hey, man, Nick Pick can't stick around. Nick Pick says, I can't stay. Would love to hang out with you guys. Sending good days from Australia.
Appreciate you hopping in, though. I really do. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. Come on in. Welcome in. Welcome in. You know, one of the things we did notice that Nikki was having a wonderful conversation up here, too.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Nikki B, who are you talking to?
I think it's when she went to this part of plant time. Hey, wrong chat. Whoops. My bad. I'm sorry.
She has two laptops, two different podcasts, stuff on her phone. She's busy.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because my wife sent me something today, right? And it was Auntie was like, yep. So I used to watch, you know, Regular Guys doing the recaps of Married at First. I can't even watch the Married at First Sight recaps anymore. Like, so everybody is so frustrated with this season of the show.
We are all frustrated with the season of the show and definitely appreciate Auntie Annette. If y'all haven't checked out Auntie's advice and her rant, she's hilarious. So highly recommend you check out her channel. But I don't blame her. It's like, this is painful. It's just we committed to doing it. And now we have to finish it. I wish we could just walk away and be like, hey, we're not doing this anymore. But that wouldn't be right.
See, so this is why we need to get you on one of these shows, because if you committed to Married at First Sight, that means you would stick through the end. You wouldn't be quitting like some of these folks are.
No, I don't need to go on any of these shows. No,
because you don't have commitment issues. You stick it through. See?
Yeah. No. I would be the asshole probably on a show. I don't know. I don't even know how I would act if I was on a show like this or any of these shows that we recap. I just don't know if I could ever do that. Now, 25, 28 year old Terrell would have signed up in a heartbeat. But at 49, nah, I'm good.
Hey, Jay says, so the chat keeps us going. That's why we're still here. Hey, the chat is amazing. I want to say, first of all, I love you guys because y'all give us life.
I mean we've had days where y'all have no idea. We've had days where I'm like, man, I don't feel like doing this, but y'all start going in the chat and it winds up being fun and exciting, but way more fun than watching Married at First Sight. I'll tell you that.
Look, as we get started in this week's one, man, you know, Emily and Claire sitting down talking, and Claire's telling Emily about her recent conversations with Cameron, and there's a lot of information being dealt here.
You know, it seems positive. You know, they've come from that accident. Brennan was there to support her, and everything seemed really good. Mm-hmm. You know, so Claire said they've talked. They're doing much better. Emily said they've talked. They're doing much better. Claire or Cameron thinks Claire will be emotional on decision day, but said they're confident in their decision. So we already knew what their decision is, so I don't understand why they're coming to decision day. We already know. Y'all decided.
That's why they're separated. But remember, also, Cameron, and as we talk about Cameron and Claire here, right? Let me just switch them up real quick here so we get them up here. Cameron and Claire. He did say in the last episode that if she says yes, he will say yes. We don't believe him, but he said it.
I don't believe him at all. Mm-hmm. And if he does say it, I think all of us would be shocked. But it seems to me they've decided that they're not going to be together. Mm-hmm. Claire keeps saying that there's nothing romantic there. Yeah. But she loves him and wants him in her life, but nothing romantic. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just don't. I would be totally shocked and floored if out of all these couples, these two decide to say yes on decision day and to see if it works now that Cameron is on the mend.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And it's obviously not looking good for these two either, because Emily, you know, like you said, it sounds like she has hope for her and Brennan, the way she's talking about it. And she's like, you know, well, the accident kind of brought us together. And she even made some dinner reservations so they can lightly talk, quote unquote, lightly talk about the future. What is a right. light talk?
I don't know. I don't know. But for Emily, it's a thing. And yeah. it looked like they picked a really nice place to go have dinner. Yeah. One thing I like about these shows, they do these dinner dates. I'm looking at some of the food. I'm like, I want to try this place. I wish they would put the names right. of these restaurants so we can go check them out. So they start out like a nice dinner, like anyone would have. And Emily says she feels better about decision day post-accident than pre-accident. Then she said, if hitting a tree is what helped, she's happy she did it.
Yo, she just, okay. You know how you trip on us and the shows that show you trip on the stairs and they just keep tumbling down? That's literally what she did there, because she just kept going down this rabbit hole of how much Brennan was really not trying before the accident. And this just only causes Brennan to get really defensive and, should I say, visibly angry?
He was visibly annoyed. I don't think that he was angry, but he was visibly annoyed. And, you know, Emily said he knew in his head he wanted a friendship, but it wasn't communicated. And I believe I've seen that episode multiple times where he said, let's focus on the friendship, not all this relationship stuff. So I don't know where she got that from. And Emily said, exactly, because you broke up with your ex because she wasn't a mind reader. And I'm not a mind reader. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, wow, this dinner went left quick.
Yeah, it went left so fast, right? I mean, now Layla's saying Brennan finally spoke some truth. And I like the fact that she said, no, he told her this stuff about just let's work on the friendship. Leave all that lovey-dovey-ish alone and let's work on that. But then, Emily, Black Tornado says she would make a cute stuffed animal. Especially when she's like, she's talking about hitting the tree. And then Brennan has to go and say, look, if I hadn't listened to you, because what she say to him, I had to kind of force you to listen to me, right? Because you were ready to walk away from this. And I kind of forced us to stay together, right? And he's like, well, look, if I hadn't listened to you, then you wouldn't have almost died.
Which, it's harsh, but true. If he had left... little true. I mean, if he'd have, you know, backed out, I think probably week two or three and said, you know, this is not going to work out, pulled in Orion and Lauren and said, this is not going to work out. There wouldn't have been a couples retreat. She wouldn't have planned snowmobiling. Maybe that accident wouldn't happen. Now, Emily's accident prone, so she still could have fell and hurt herself somewhere.
Yeah.
But at least it would have been on a snowmobile with Brennan.
Fish Chopper says, Brennan is one of those dudes that's only nice to women he wants to sleep with. You agree?
Isn't that the kind of dude you want, though? Don't you want a dude who's only nice to you? Nice to everybody else.
Yo, funniest thing is when the steak came and Brennan's like, I just want to eat this. Okay, look, the steak looks damn good. Okay, I just want to eat. And Emily says, nah.
And I'm with Brennan. I hate cold food. Yeah, I can't stand going somewhere or letting it sit in your cold. I want to eat it while it's nice and hot. You bring me that beautiful steak. Let me get some bites in before we continue this conversation. But when Emily gets that squint with her eyes when she's pissed, you know that she's not going to let it go. So, of course, she keeps going. And Emily said, I don't think you've given your all, even though she has given her all and wants him to speak his mind and elaborate on that.
Yeah.
And Brennan said... as you wish for the Princess Bride. And I was so excited because I'm thinking, okay, Brendan, now's your chance. Yeah. What is the issue? And he starts hitting her hardcore. He said the romantic chemistry wasn't there. First he mentions red flags. And he said the romantic chemistry wasn't there.
Right.
The negative side of her, because she would keep saying, I hate this or I hate that. Mm-hmm. And then he said that she shitted on Michael and Chloe's vows, calling them basic and vanilla, and said he couldn't believe you could even turn that into something negative.
There are no lies told there. Lies told there, because we remember when she said that, we were like, damn. And you know what? When he said that, I understood completely at that point, I'm like, because when he says the negative, I'm like, negative? She's been really positive, but he's not talking about with them. She's just a negative person to other people. She loves to talk about other people in a negative light. And he's just like, I'm not here for that.
I don't blame him. I broke up with somebody for that because all the time. And it wasn't about our relationship, just life, everything. Mm-hmm. My job, this. What about this? It got to the point when I would call and be like, hey, babe, how's your day? And then she started going. I'm like, did anything positive happen today? You want to share anything good that happened in your day today? Instead of just hitting me. I mean, I just got a raise, but I don't want to tell you about my good thing because you have all this negativity. And then she pulled, remember Alyssa? I'm the most positive person I know. I'm like, yes, anyone who says that, you're not the most positive person.
Shante says, it's funny Brennan said Emily ruined the relationship because she's negative, but I've never seen him be positive. Now, that can be true too. But
yeah,
she was kind of negative. And she was. We saw it. When it happened, we talked about it. And then now he brought it back up. And I'm like, yeah, but that was after you stopped messing with her anyway. But go ahead, continue. Well, we didn't see the other stuff.
And I could see Brennan's point. And don't get me wrong, Brennan is no saint in any of this, as we're going to talk about a little bit later. But I can see his point because you can't really tell someone that, hey, babe, you're being really negative. This is annoying me. This is frustrating me. And we thought it was like the drinking and the falling down in the shower and all that. We thought it was, so
that
maybe
it
wasn't
it me,
all those
so.
Things.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be interested either. But I was thinking it was going to be all those things, but this is negativity. So then, of course, Emily gets upset. Walks away from the table to go cry, which I respect that, until I saw her sitting on the bathroom floor of a restaurant crying.
Why? I mean, you don't mind people wearing the outside clothes on your bed, walking in the bathroom, and then walking into your house and all up and down your house anyway. So what's the problem with her sitting on the floor?
Because that's night and day different. Because to get off the floor, what do you got to use?
Your hands.
To get off the floor. So unless she's a ninja of some kind and can just do sitting flip up and land on her feet, great. But
Emily's
that was
athlete.
Disgusting.
She's an athlete,
that was disgusting. You don't sit on the bathroom floor crying anywhere. I'm just thinking, have some self-respect for yourself, for your clothes, who you are. That's just gross. That's what you see like drunk college girls do when they're wasted at back. You know, you see them do that. She should have been on the floor crying. I was like, come on, girl. Get it together.
By the way, High Vibe had said earlier that we saw Emily's negativity on the after party. And Melissa's like, yep, you're right. She was evil on after party. Now, I didn't see the evil Emily. I saw when she tried to come for, watch that one little clip where she tried to come for Keisha. And was like, hey, don't forget who you're talking to. Don't let that TV show fool you into thinking I'm that little girl still. I will fold you up.
You saw what I did to Bud. I'll do it to you.
I was like, yes, Keisha, get her.
Well, on the after party, she has been negative, and I thought that was because the show had already been done.
Yeah.
So to relive some of the stuff, she has things that she's pissed about, so she couldn't quite stay in character of each episode to see how things are going. But no, I think that's just who she is. As a person, I really don't. I think the comments she made about Michael and Chloe's vows, I thought was crap. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I've been to some weddings; they're all different. It's me, your vows, how you do it, I've been to backyard weddings where you're like, okay, great. I'm not judging anybody, and she's just very negative when it comes to that. Brendan should have said something about this earlier. Mm-hmm. We know that, but
yeah.
We have seen it's on tape. Check tape, Emily. You were negative.
Celery08 says she told off-camera secrets on the after party. Black Tornado says she's all daggers and teeth on the after party. And CSG954 says, oh, please. He's the most nasty, cold, and negative of the two of them. Doesn't mean that she's not, though. That's the point, right?
You can be the most.
it doesn't negate everybody else's negativity.
It doesn't negate everyone else. You're an asshole, but you're the biggest asshole. Yeah. You're both wrong.
Both things can be true. By the way, Melissa says, it was nasty to sit on the bathroom floor. I knew Terrell was going to say something.
Thank you. Yeah. y'all know me. Y'all know me too well. These don't get on bathroom floor hands. That's gross.
Yeah. Now, she's sitting on the bathroom floor. And the producer's like, I can't. But I was shocked when he said it. And the producer's doing what the producer's supposed to do. Rile up some more, right? So finally, she gets up. She breaks out. The WWT's at the table again. And Brennan is just sitting there, straight face.
You good?
This steak is amazing. Steak is, oh my God.
Well, now here's what I thought was crazy. She comes back, gets herself together, orders a glass of Malbec. So that lets me know when she's about to go off, she gets a glass of the red.
Yeah.
And it's about to be on. So if any of y'all ever out with Emily, she orders some Malbec, get ready.
Yeah.
So then she decides that I want to know all the red flags.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, wait a minute. He just told you a few and you lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to keep going and pile onto that?
Yeah.
And then she swears people would describe her as a positive person.
Yeah.
Okay, Alyssa. Okay.
Yeah. Like, in the words of the Lannister, Tyrion Lannister, now Tywin Lannister, he said, any man that has to call himself king is no king at all. If you have to keep saying you're a positive person, you're probably not.
Yeah.
You're probably not.
They're able to plow through the rest of that dinner awkwardly. And apparently Brennan decided to say, you know, I'm going back to my place. And left her for the night. Which I wouldn't want to go back to the apartment with you after all that. And she's going to get more drinks.
Who wants to go back with all that negativity?
Yeah. You know what's going to happen? The more drunk she gets, it's just going to keep coming.
Yeah. Well, she ends up having a conversation with Claire and tells Claire about the dinner date. And then Claire decides to spill the tea. Like, wait a minute. But I didn't want to tell you this before until you found out how shitty of a guy he is. I didn't want to tell you this. I just wanted you to find out on your own. Was she wrong?
Yes, because she said, I've tried to protect you as much as I can, but I just feel I have to tell you this. And she shares that Brennan allegedly has been going out on dates and talked to Cameron about going on a double date. And Cameron told Claire. So first off, Cameron, stop snitching.
Right.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yes, Brennan, what is wrong with him?
You can't tell Cameron anything because he's going to tell Claire, who he's not even going to marry. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm thinking to myself, if Claire had been sitting on that for a while, wouldn't you want to know right away?
Yeah. I mean, you should. But like Jay says, so said, Claire's the worst therapist ever. And Michelle's like, oh, she was hurt. Claire was hurt herself. That's what the problem was. And then, you know, or like Daniel says, I was low key mad, right? So it's like this is bad that Claire's telling her this stuff now. If you know this and we're supposed to be friends, tell me.
Right.
Let's be honest. What would have happened if she told her?
The same thing we got.
Yeah.
Just would have happened weeks earlier. Yeah. It would have happened weeks earlier. It would have spared us some of the crap that we've had to put up with all these weeks. So you should go ahead and just tell her. And so Emily, of course, is upset. Who wouldn't be? And says that she thinks when Brennan talks to her, he doesn't respect her. I'm like, you think so?
Yeah, we knew that. Now, Sly A has a question. Claire's tea was not definitive. Did they go on double dates or nah?
Well, Claire said they talked about going on double dates, but didn't say that they went on a double date, which is very different.
Wow. Sharon says Claire's secretly happy it's over for them. Claire's like, come join the single party. And absolutely right. Claire was messy, had the nerve to sit there and cry. It's crazy. But after that, we see Emily FaceTiming Brennan and telling him what she heard. So I like the fact she heard the stuff and she went straight to him. Not like he was going to really deny it, right?
Well, of course, he did what any guy would do. That's not true.
Yes. I was like, there's no way he denies. Oh, no, he actually did. Oh, my bad.
Sure did. That's not true. Okay, typical guy move, right? Deny. That's not true. And then blur the truth a little bit. I was just joking when I said that. That was just a joke about going on double dates.
I like how he just flipped it. Was like, look, see, this is just you being negative again. This is what I was talking about.
Just gaslighter. See all that negativity? You're doing it right now. This.
Oh, like Senator Ray calls it, Britain PR moving. JT says, hey, number one rule, deny, deny, deny till the day you die.
Do the Kellyanne Conway. Give her some alternative facts.
Yes. Yo, that was so bad, man. Yeah. Then he actually blames the failure of their relationship on her.
Yeah. Says it, her negativity caused them not to have a chance.
Yes.
So it's all her fault.
Of course.
Emily said, you've tried to come out of this unscathed and you were so stupid. So apparently there's... Brennan is trying to control how he looks on camera.
Yeah.
The other thing that you hear in the Mavs fan streets is that they're turning they call them nest cams. So they can just see what's going on. Some of the conversations they've had off camera. So he's really trying to control his own narrative.
Of course. Then
Brennan kicked it up a notch and said, if that's how you feel after I saved your life. I was like, wait a minute. What did you do? You held her hand. While the paramedics were there, like, what did he really do? He didn't, like, give her a kidney.
He picked up the phone and called 911. I mean, it's not like the camera crew was there or the producers were there or anything. So it's not like they could have done it anyway. But, look.
Brandon, what are you going to do about this?
I told you. This was a problem when he was like, well, we went through a traumatic event. You know, he kept saying we, like he was speaking French.
Kind of like when you said that we had a baby. But go ahead.
No, but because we had a baby. Me and my wife, we had a baby.
Okay. Well, I know you can speak French, so go ahead. Oui, monsieur. Do it.
Oui, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm more of a Spanish kind of person, but go ahead. Tell us more about the wee stuff.
Oh, my God. We knew that was going to happen, though. And I just want to point this out because this is funny as hell. Sly with the shout out to Martin and Tommy. Keep the lie alive. Hilarious. Oh, and sorry. Hey, this was Brennan. This is him. Trademark. I'm the life-saving boyfriend.
And that is insane because he didn't save her life. Just to say that is ridiculous on Brennan's part. Even if he was the only one that had a cell phone that had service and he called 911, you still don't take credit for saving her life. Just stop.
Shoshana agrees with you too, saying he saved her life as if he gave her a kidney. Well, he saved her kidney because she couldn't drink while she was on those meds recovering, right?
Okay, I'm gonna try that now. When you're coming to Austin tomorrow and be like, hey Yanni, be safe on the road. I'm saving your life.
Oh my God, Paulie B says, I lost it when he said that he saved her life. That was genuine lunatic stuff.
That was nuts. I couldn't believe that he said that, but it's Brennan. But I really believe that there is more dirt about Brennan that we've not been able to see that I think Emily may have. And I'm betting there's going to be more dirt about Emily that Brennan's going to drop now that he's mad because he likes to go tit for tat. You're going to say this about me on TV? Mm-hmm. Got it. What about this?
Exactly.
So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen.
By the way, as far as you saying that we did not have a baby, Jay says, so tell him we'll find out one day.
No, I won't. No, I won't. Yeah. Unlike some people on Love is Blind, I don't mind birth control.
You say, pull out game, strong.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No kids here, sorry.
Becca and Austin, these two, they've gone to go do their best ghost impersonations. And Becca, again, wants to talk about Austin's actions off camera versus on camera.
I mean, I'm so tired of these two at this point.
I'm tired of the same conversation over and over again. Why?
Over and over. I'm tired of these two at this point. And you know, Becca feels she's not even sure if he even likes her because of the whole touching or whatever. Don't you speak that into existence, Jay. The devil is a lie.
For those listening, I just put up a comment that Jay says is a tarot. Yes, you will. I called it right here.
The devil is a lie. Not today, Satan.
Because you just took off. This, you saw that, was like, oh, hell no.
I saw that. I'm like, no, we're not speaking that into the world. Oh, my goodness. God. Yeah, that caught me right there in the right eye. I was like, oh, what did she say?
And by the way, Chrissy just says, nothing wrong with a child-free life. Just FYI.
Nothing. See? Nothing at exactly. all. It's great.
Yeah. You don't force that on other people.
We were talking about that earlier. I can do all kind of crazy things, and I can just piss away money if I want to, because I have no overhead.
He calls kids overhead. Jesus.
I have no overhead. So kids are overhead. You have to prepare for college and the what-ifs and all that. I don't. I can say, hey, I'm going to go to Greece in November. Don't have to worry about anything else in my life. So back to Becca and Austin.
Yes, back to.
You know, she just keeps talking about how, you know, he won't, he's the whole sex thing is really what it boils down to. And she's not sure if he likes her. Right. This is where I struggle with Becca, because I'm like, get some self-confidence. He doesn't. He's with you all this time. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Right. And so Austin said he does like her and needs her to trust that he means it, whether he says it on camera or off camera. Now, this is where Austin's full of crap, because you don't. Mm-hmm. And don't tell me that every girlfriend, every relationship you have, you took 6 months before you had sex with them. Stop it. You're not all that interested. You're trying to get through the show.
Well, Allison says Austin feels that she's ordering him to have sex. If she stops talking, he will feel like he's in charge and she will get the D. See? No.
No. Okay. No. Yeah, she'll get the D denied is what she's going to get.
Well, she's already getting that.
Yeah, she's going to keep getting that. If she stops talking about it, he's going to keep denying her. But she's never going to get the D.
She says she's cold. She gets up to go get his jacket to put it on. Is he wrong for asking her to wash her hands before putting his jacket on?
Okay. We have watched what Austin wears. It would be one thing if this was a really nice jacket. If this was a suede jacket.
Well, you don't like her.
It's that Colorado BS that you can get anywhere. It's not that big of a deal jacket. And the fact that he said that, I was thinking to myself, man, Austin, why? And she's already upset. So now she's like on pins and needles with everything that she does around him, which makes her look worse. And what Becca said, I know you like me as a person, but not sure if you like me in that type of way.
Right. And she's absolutely right. I mean, we know that. we know that. She should know that too. Well, later, we see them talking and those sky cameras, those nanny cams that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Catch them. And Austin is telling Becca he doesn't like the way that she makes him look on camera. Is he right?
No.
And some of the words that she said, but he's like, when you say I'm combative, and because there were certain words he said that she uses on camera that it makes him seem worse than he is.
I think he's taken that personally.
Yeah.
But she's not making him look bad. And she's even said there's times where I've done this and he's done this. He just doesn't want all the negative. But here's what makes me laugh. You know the cameras are on you. Then make yourself look better.
Right.
On camera. He's had every opportunity to make himself look better. And I'm not saying make yourself look better by sleeping with her. That's far from that. If you're not interested in sleeping with her, you shouldn't. You shouldn't feel pressure to do it.
Right.
But he's the one that keeps saying all these things about, well, you know, I'm going to do better, but then doesn't. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm going to try to do better. And he's not.
Mm. Well, I just want to point out, a couple people are on Austin's side. Brandy Yvonne says, Austin has horrible timing with that, but she did need to wash her hands. And Casey says the same thing, the timing wasn't the best, but she should have washed her hands before putting the jacket on. So it doesn't matter about the jacket and how you thought it looked.
Regardless. It wasn't that big a deal. In the middle of this conversation, it wasn't that big deal. They were having a good time. You know, I thought we were going to get a ghost moment out of them playing with the clay, but of course that didn't happen, because that requires physical intimacy.
Figured it out. Thank you, Shoshana, for remembering this. She said, just remembered, Austin said in the beginning he does laundry like once a month. He just didn't want to wash it. That's it. We have solved it.
Bam.
We're done.
I got three more weeks on that jacket. What are you doing?
You know I'll wash this. And it's a jacket. I probably don't wash it for another 3 months.
No, and didn't he have on like just a regular jean jacket? It wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
A damp cloth would get off that clay. So get over yourself.
Yeah, it still was a bit much. But it wasn't a bit much because he doesn't like her. When you don't like somebody, you just deal with it. He doesn't like her. The women get together. Emily, Claire, Becca, and Chloe, right? It's one of the few times we get to see Chloe with the rest of them. And Emily fills in Chloe and Becca on what's going on.
So this was annoying to me because it felt like this is all of them repeating the same conversations that they've been having on camera.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just to each other.
They're
and the only person this was all new information to was Chloe.
Yeah.
And Chloe's listening to everybody go back and forth with this look on her face. Like, what's wrong with y'all chicks?
Right.
Y'all are crazy.
Well, here's the interesting thing, because as Emily's telling all that, then Becca's like, look, the worst thing about Brennan is that the worst things that he does are not caught on camera. And then she says that Brennan has made Emily delete diary cams if they're not favorable to him.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what I was saying. There is more to what's been going on with Brennan that hopefully, I feel like the folks at Married First Sight would have a plan around this if people tried to turn off the nanny cams. They have other ways of finding information. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping maybe the reunion, we're going to see a lot of some stuff and the stuff that we missed where Brennan was kind of showing his ass. But and then Becca said that these men have been so, and I'm assuming these men, it's really her, Brennan and Austin, been so focused on the optics and not on the relationship.
You notice it's like these two hang and they've got the exact, you can obviously tell they've been talking, right? Because they've got the same issues with their respective spouses. Exactly. Same thing about the way being seen. Because Emily and Brennan had that conversation a lot early. Now Becca and Austin are having a lot. You're hearing the same thing. And the most troubling part of all of this is that Becca says that Austin has told her that the cameras being there is a problem. And Becca believes that he's a better person than he's shown her. And that he will be when the cameras are gone. It's going to be all good. Everything is going to be fine when the cameras leave.
Yeah, because when the cameras leave, so does Austin. So everything will be fine for him, just not for her.
Exactly. I don't think she gets that part. And that was sad to see. I was really sad to see that. But then we get back to Emily and Brennan, right? And if you notice, we're skipping past Chloe and Michael for a reason. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. We'll get back to them in a second. But Brennan comes back to pick up his stuff, then asks if Emily wants to talk for a second.
Cold-blooded.
Hey, you want to talk? You want to get some more itch off your chest?
Yeah. You got anything else you got to say before I leave? No? Okay. Here, give me a hug. I wish you the best. Out.
Yeah. I saw this on a Netflix show. Oh, yeah, that's right. Love is Blind. Pound. So you know there's no beef. I'm out.
100%. And I agree with Sean Unfiltered. I also agree. I'm glad he left her and let her be and was just finally honest.
Right. Because
that's all she asked for. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel it for her, just be honest and tell her. That way she could move on with her life. But it was still a little cold.
Yeah.
Because she's sitting there, you can tell she's upset, and there's really nothing else that she could say. It was kind of pointless to say more. So I don't blame her for just saying, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, they didn't need to. Then the next morning, we see Brendan reflecting in bed, and he has a lot of wishes. Yada 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 yada. I stopped listening. I'll be honest.
Okay, but did you hear when he said, "I believe it"? He's glad he went through this experience with her. There was something like a little dig he did to Emily towards the end of that, as if there's no one else I'd rather do this with. And then he was like, "Well, maybe, maybe not."
Hey, Chrissy said Brendan seemed relieved when she said no, but CJ's like, "Hey, I like this side of Brendan, but I'm a little toxic."
Know thyself. I get it. I guess that's the Brendan exhaled. So like waiting to exhale, Brendan exhaled.
Yeah.
That's why he felt relaxed. He probably got the best night's sleep he had, in weeks.
He damn sure did. Well, here's the thing though. Then we get to see Emily and she seems happy as if, even though she's saying that she's feeling uneasy, she seemed a little relieved herself, didn't she? Didn't she seem like, okay, the pressure of trying to want this man is off.
Well, I think she's just focusing on moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because all this other stuff she can't do anything about.
Right.
And so she's just thinking of moving forward. She's probably saying to herself, I can't wait to the after party. Because I'm going to let him have it on the after party and the reunion, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. But, I mean, yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting one, hopefully. Maybe. More so than the season. We see Becca and Austin with their respective friends, Lindsay and Derek. Mm-hmm. And they're venting to them about their recent disagreements. And again, here we go, having to relive the same damn conversation again.
Yes.
Jeez.
It's so annoying. I wanted to fast forward through it, but I'm thinking, what if I miss something? What if I miss? And of course, I was disappointed. The only thing that I did catch out of this conversation is Lindsay really telling her, look, if this was me, you'd have told me to get out. Mm-hmm. Said, if you haven't felt desired all this time, I don't see this getting better at this point, which is valid. And then Derek telling Austin, when Austin said that he needs to change if he wants to be with her, but where's the limit? And Derek said, and I had to write this one down because I liked it, you can't light yourself on fire just to keep someone else warm. I thought that was good.
Well, I mean, actually, you can, and they would be warm. You just won't be around, but yeah, you could. How much do you love this person?
Only anybody that much, I'm going to burn myself to stand next to him.
You stay warm. Only one of us can survive.
Either we both going to burn up, or we both going to be cold.
Hey, there's body heat. You can do that instead. Well, next thing you know, we see Becca. She's like, yeah, so last night, Austin packed his and she went home too.
He did. And it looks like he did it. She said when she got home that she could tell the mood was totally changed.
Yeah.
And she felt whatever conversation he had made him decide. Mm-hmm. And so I'm betting there's more to that story because we didn't really get a lot of dialogue or to see any of it.
Right.
Or to hear Austin's side. But he packed his stuff and said, I'm ready. But don't they normally pack up anyway the day before decision day?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a surprise, right?
Right. He just left early. He's like, let me get a head start on this decision day because it was 2 days before decision day. Well, Shante has a great point. Becca said Austin walks past her when she's naked. Like, he won't even look at her. Like, he looks in the mirror and looks at himself. You look good today. And then reply, yes, you do.
He's giving himself that pep talk, walk by the mirror, and be like, two more weeks. You got this. Two more weeks. Hang in there. Puts his hat on backwards and walks right on out the door.
Hey, Shoshana says Claire cursed all the couples. That's funny. She probably did. She really did. This was bad. I mean, well, they're done, but, we got to end on some good news. This episode was terrible, right?
Right.
Well, here to save the day, Chloe and Michael meeting with Dr. Pia. Let's get to some fun stuff because I like when Dr. Pia asked them, so, are we still just presenting our best selves to each other?
Well, I like that because that kicks off for them to say their, I don't want to call it BS, but mm-hmm. it's the talk that we all yeah. know that they're going to say. They're both intelligent, great communicators. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear all that. We get it. Mm-hmm. Get to the T.
Right.
And so, you know, Michael says that they've been more vulnerable with each other. I think they have that familiarity with each other. Dr. Pia said that she did both of their home visits. And mm-hmm. both of you said you were very sexual people. Because apparently Chloe likes to keep the vibrator under the pillow for easy access, according to what she mm-hmm. said.
See, in case I so have a good dream, I need to help myself in this dream. I need to yeah. have the weapon close.
yeah. But Dr. Pia asked some good questions because, you know, she asked how's her sexual chemistry been. And Chloe goes back to saying how, you know, really she's attracted to Michael and Michael's attracted to her. She mm-hmm. wants to make sure there's an emotional connection before they can be intimate. But they've been doing a lot of things, you know, kissing and exploring each other. And then Dr. Pia is like, so y'all masturbate together or what?
Wait, exploring. How much exploration have you done, Christopher Columbus? are you gonna be like Christopher Columbus and lie about what you saw?
Yeah, because their nest cams apparently weren't off. So we know some things happened. I couldn't see what it was. I don't want to make any speculation.
Oh, you know exactly what it was. She went diving and so did he. I mean, you know, same thing.
Don't know what they did. Clothes. Don't know what they did, but they did some things.
Hey,
but
like Kitty says, crotch play.
Which, so what was funny to me about watching that is that when I was their age, crotch play led to something. Uh-huh. It's like we'd have been doing something. But I was just curious. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't want to make an assumption.
I want, you know what? So Michael just said, did we see his message? I didn't, he says, can you see my message or is it blurred out? Now that's funny. Now that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happened that was blurred out, apparently some things happened, but Dr. Pia just went straight to it. So y'all masturbating together? Are you doing this? Which I don't know how I can handle that. I'd have been like, Dr. Pia, excuse me.
Clutch my
mama's
pearls.
Watching this show. Like, what are you doing?
Well, actually, it would have been clutch both of our pearls.
Well, so... Go ahead.
They're gonna. She tells them to go to the sex shop, right, and pick out some toys that they want to use together.
Right. Her and her homework assignments. So they had to go to the adult store, find three items mm-hmm. that she wanted to use. I don't know why she was so specific about three, but
right.
Great. Three items that they want.
Triangle offense. That's what it is.
So go get three. You know, three items. So. They make this trip to the sex shop and uh-huh. I love what Michael said. He said on the scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being ultra freak and 1 being, you know, vanilla wafer, he's a 6.5. Mm-hmm. Now, Chloe, who is very vocal about her vibrators, I'm wondering where she's at mm-hmm. because I think a lot of us might have made this assumption that Chloe is just very straight laced. Remember, I kept saying like, she says, holy smokes. Who says that?
I don't know why you thought
don't
that.
Don't let it fool you.
Hey. Chloe said, when they asked, but what are you doing in the NSYNC part? Don't mind your business. That look she gave when he asked about, how'd you get into the NSYNC party? Mind your business.
Don't worry about all that. But at least she's a little more private with it than we've seen some of the other ones. So
yeah.
Totally can respect that. And mm-hmm. so they get in there and she is on a mission to find a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting watching them be in the show because I'm thinking to myself, I've never been to an adult shop with somebody to go pick out things. And so I'm sure I would have probably been like Michael picking up, like, what do you do with this? You do what? Are you for it? I would be like, what does this do? Is this on me or is this on you? Oh, it's both of us? Wow.
I still would have been like, I know exactly what I need. Come on. But okay, so does watching this episode make you say like, okay, well, okay, we need to go check this out? You said you've never gone with a woman to the sex shop to go find some stuff. So is this something that you're gonna do now, seeing that, you know,
I don't know. I would be open to it. I'd be open to it. Now, I'd be open to it, but also be wondering, like, what would she pick out? Because if she comes with this, you know, monster vibrator with the cords, like, I want this. I would be like, no, we're not doing that. Wait a minute, on me or on you? No.
Yeah, Fish Chopper says, they're pushing sex so heavy on this couple because they're the only ones left. We said at some point that he was probably going to come back and save the season.
Yeah. Chloe and Michael are like Star Wars. Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're their only hope. Because all the other couples are bad. So we really need somebody to save the show. And so we're depending on Chloe and Michael to be able to do it. But it looked like they had some fun in there. I didn't understand what the thing was when he put his hand through. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was. So I was curious. If anybody in the chat knows what that sleeve thing, what was that?
Whatever it was, he took it with him because he couldn't get it off. He's like, I think we just bought this. You know, Jessica says, what would you pick out, Tara?
This is about Chloe and Michael. Right? This is not about me.
Yo, Nikki's off the chain. Said, I let my ex pick out a sex swing. We damn near tore the door off the hinges. Said, I'm only 135 pounds.
I don't know. I mean, I would be, first off, there's nothing penetrating me. So that takes out a lot of the stuff that's probably on the shelves. But I'd be down for some of the creams, the oils, and all those things to see what that does. But I'd also have to see what she would be into. And she might be into something that's new to me. And I'm like, let's give that a go. Why not? But I'm definitely not sex swing, though. I've heard more accidents with sex swings than I've heard people really enjoy sex swings. So,
hey, we're too old to be trying that stuff. that's what you do when you're in your 20s. If you don't perfect it by the time you're 35, leave it alone. Layla says the adult toy store can be a really fun date with the right person.
With the right person. Probably could be, but definitely not sex swings. I got a bad knee.
By the way, CJ says that thing that Michael had looked like something worn by the guy at the fish market. Throwing the fish. Oh, my God. By the way, Jay Say So says, this is the first time I'm seeing Terrell blush.
Not really blushing, but appreciate it. I am trying to think, like, I don't know what I would get because I've never been. I don't know what I would do, but I just know what I wouldn't do.
So is it pretty obvious? Because I made this note. It's pretty obvious that Chloe's a little more sexually free, or at least has more experience in the sex shop than Michael.
I think it is. But here's what I thought was odd about that interaction. Once they get back to the house and, you know, they're talking about, they're in the bed talking about the toilet. She keeps laughing. It's something, if she's just that experienced, I just wouldn't think her to think it was so funny. And maybe she was just laughing because Michael was making it funny. But, and even Michael's like, hey, I can't do this if you keep laughing. Because that would just throw me off. So if she's the one that's most experienced, why does she keep laughing? Now, I'm curious about the one that they broke out, the toy that has the, comes with earbuds. What was, well, first I thought it was a vibrator, but I think it's a something for Michael since he named her Penelope. But what is she listening to with the earbuds? Like, I don't see the purpose of the earbuds if he's using Penelope. Don't she want to hear him? And is it playing music? What is it? Bruno Mars in the other playing room. iPod. When you're done, I'm gonna come in there and go to sleep.
Let me know when you're done. I'll take these out.
La 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 la. La 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 la. You done? La la la.
Hey, Michael said, don't you dare talk crazy about Penelope now.
I'm not talking about Penelope. I'm just saying the earbuds. What was that? I've never seen a sex toy that you got to connect to. Hey, you listen to this. I'm just curious what it was.
Oh, Hey, Nikki says it's maybe listening to a macaroni in a pot sound.
If you need white noise, I'm just curious what it plays. Maybe it plays music.
Everybody's got their thoughts on what it is. AS says, so you won't hear yourself and try to control it. Nicole says, built-in sex noises. And Fish Chopper says, the earbuds are so she doesn't have to listen to that mac and cheese sound.
But who gets off to the mac and cheese sound? Like, that's a whole nother. We need Claire to come do a therapy session. <It's>
mac and cheese. Look, NYC MP says it plays Usher's greatest hits. Or, like Black Tornado says, maybe it was instructions and suggestions.
So it's like GPS. In 5 minutes, turn right.
Hey. So, Michael, I knew this question was going to come up at some point. As a matter of fact, I've seen it pop up a couple of times. So we got to put it up there for them to, and you know. So was that a real moan from Chloe or voiceover?
I'm betting voiceover, because when they cut the camera, show the outside of the building, I'm like, come on now. I mean, that almost sounded like one of the noises she made when they were hiking. That they just took that and put it on top of that.
Yep. Yo, see, she says it was Penelope. Yo, now that's what you call a callback. Oh, that was hilarious. Look, man, we had to end this recap positive note.
It just hit me. So that's what the earbuds is for. So if you have it, it's making, like, if you like the auditory noise of another woman, but mm-hmm. you have a device for yourself, that's probably what the earbuds are for.
Mm. Tell the truth. You bought one.
I might have added to cart. Don't worry about me.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah, so look, that's why when we said we were saving Chloe and Michael to the end, because the rest of the episode was, man, that was depressing.
Yeah,
and like Auntie said, do we really have to do Decision Day?
Well, I'm hoping they don't drag in or throw in an extra episode.
I'm sorry, it will be next week. Already says Decision Day Part One.
Oh Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's like, so they're gonna drag it out. You know they're gonna drag it out. So we got at least two episodes of Decision Day before we get anywhere else.
Yeah, it's painful, and I'm glad that my attempt at Dry February, which mm-hmm. I had a few setbacks, but for the most part, a Dry mm-hmm. February mm-hmm. is over. Mm-hmm. So, and now I can enjoy some beverages while I'm watching this and be back on the podcast with my gold cup. Right. With some good stuff in there. So now the real tarot can come out.
Robin G said it's going to be part one of 50.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And High Vibe said it should only be Decision Day for Chloe and Michael. Which, by the way, as we go through some of these comments from before, Nikki B. Said, you know what? They're already sleeping together, in my opinion. Michael, shimmy on the couch with Dr. Pia, said it all.
We've been exploring. Get it? You know that meme with chat? You get it?
Remember we had this whole baseball conversation about what the bases mean?
Right.
You know, first base, second base, third base. I would say we all knew what the home run was, but then that was also up for grabs too. Well, CSG brought it back up and said, in my day, crotch play was third base.
Well, she must not have been on the pod when we went through this, because we found that third base was way more than crotch play.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Oh, look, considering all the drama we saw on this episode, Shantae's like, look, the reunion is going to be like a Love and Hip Hop episode. Now, that would be funny.
But it's probably just going to be Emily and Brennan bringing the drama to each other. Because what can Claire and Austin really do? Claire and Cameron really do that we've not seen? I don't see Becca coming out being the fighter. And I don't see Austin coming out really trying to throw Becca under the bus on reunion. But I feel like Brennan and Emily, that's going to be the heavyweight fight that we want to see.
Or is the fight we're going to see Claire and Emily? Because Nikki B said, Claire's no friend. She should have told Emily when Emily told her about planning the dinner with Ike Turner. Stop it.
That's not nice.
Well, he does kind of give Ike vibes, though. This is the way. Yeah. But she's right, though. I mean, like, because we all know, and we have all said this, that she should have told her. Why? Why not?
Right. I mean, hey, you're about to go to dinner. Hey, before you go, BTW. Mm-hmm. I've heard that Brennan is out trying to go on other dates and mentioned to Cameron that he was thinking about them two double dating somewhere. Mm-hmm. Could have just had that there, but I don't think that Emily or anybody is going to think negatively of Claire.
Sly says, I'm hoping for a boxing ring on the reunion. Well, no.
No.
Sarah says they're going to need referees at the reunion.
I don't know. What's his name that does the reunion, right? What's the brother's name that does it?
Kevin Frazier.
There you go. Kevin Frazier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He asks good questions. So hopefully he's going to bring out some good stuff out of these folks when they do have the reunion. So at least we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, indeed. And we'll actually have a decision. Because we already know the other decisions.
Right.
The only thing that's going to surprise us is if Claire and Cameron say, you know what? We're unseparating. We'll be unseparating. That's what we're going to do. And Betty says there are 4 more episodes. So there we go.
Well, March is going to be a fun month of drinking.
Well, thank God you're off dry February. Tomorrow is the crawfish boil. So I'll see you in a couple hours, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be on. We're going to post some things on IG. We'll post some stuff, probably put a collage of videos together for our YouTube. But I went grocery shopping.
I like how you keep saying we, like you're over here speaking French.
No, because we do a podcast, right? We do all this stuff. So, hey, you know, but we aren't going to cook all the crawfish tomorrow. I am doing that.
Yeah.
So tonight I'm cutting.
You also going to eat all the crawfish because I'm not eating any crawfish.
But I can't believe you're going to miss out. So y'all, look, I got 30 pounds of crawfish that Yanni doesn't want to touch. I got 20 pounds of shrimp, 5 pounds of snow crab, and 10 lobster tails. Mm-hmm. Like corn, sausage, even I threw some little smokies in there. It's going to be such good food. I can't believe you won't even eat. You don't have to eat the corn and potatoes. No, you don't like vegetables, but how do you pass up crawfish?
Like Jules says, I want some. Michelle says, save some for me. High Vibe says, yum. Black Tony says, we want some too. Sinan's fan says, save me a plate. You can have mine. You can have my plate. Except High Vibe, except for them scrimps. Yeah, I'm keeping those.
So you're going to eat the 20 pounds of shrimp. Good. Yeah. At least you're going to eat something. If not, go to Popeye's. It's right around the corner. Don't you bring no fried chicken in my house. The way you eat chicken? No. You cannot go to Popeye's at all. So don't even try that.
Exactly, NYCMP. Water insects. Crawfish.
Okay.
Hey, we'll be back on Sunday for episode 11 of Love is Blind. Monday for Ready to Love. Ooh. Might be Monday. Might have to be Tuesday because I may have something on Monday. But I'll let you know for sure.
Okay.
But yeah. And I tell you what. Hit the like button. If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. That way you know when we do go live so we can be here with you because we love doing this because of you.
Yep. We sure do. Wish all y'all could come to the crawfish boil, but she could. But
well, since we go, since we will be taking video, hey, I'm Yanni Rude,
and I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.